This is from thedailyexpress.co.uk. Merkel's worst nightmare. Germany calls for a referendum as the people want to be free of the EU. Frauk Petri is calling for a German EU referendum. Far-right figures in Alternative for Germany has promised to call their own vote if they clutch power in the country's general election in autumn next year. A party spokesman branded Brussels a bureaucracy monster before adding, next year the AfD will enter the German parliament and Dexit will be top on our agenda. They called the vote a Dexit, as it stands for Deutschland Exit from the EU. Euroscepticism has swept across the continent after the people of Britain backed Brexit in the historic EU referendum on June 23rd. AfD chairman Björn Höcke said, "I know the German people want to be free of EU slavery." George Pazderski of Berlin AfD added, "Germans must decide on staying in the EU." The AfD is the only party which speaks out clearly in favour of them deciding. Party leader Frauk Petri, who caused controversy earlier this year when she called on German police to open fire on illegal immigrants, reacted with delight at Britain's decision to sever ties with Brussels. She said, "This is the chance of a new Europe, one which maintains partnerships and respected national sovereignties. The Great Britain decision to leave the EU is a signal to the Brussels Politburo and its bureaucratic attachments. If the EU does not finally leave its wrong path and the quasi-socialist experiment of deeper political integration, more European nations will reclaim their sovereignty the way the British are." Brexit has fuelled a rise in Euroscepticism. The result would be more exits. At the very least, the Brussels bureaucracy must be radically reduced and the centralist regulation craze ended. The time is ripe for a new Europe, a Europe of fatherlands where we peacefully trade with each other, maintain partnerships and respect the will of the national sovereignties. One can only warn the German government not to fill the missing British net contribution with German tax money and thus continue the political fallacy. However, a chance of a German EU referendum may not be that simple. The experience of Nazi manipulation in plebiscites has left a dent in the trust of Poles on a national scale. The country's post-war constitution currently only allows for referendums if the constitution itself or the territories of the states making up the republic are to be reformed. Alternative for Germany has called for a Dexit. Ralph Kampwirth of the Initiative and Referendum Institute Europe said, "Germany is one of the few EU countries with no experience of national referendums. In the Weimar Republic, there were two national referendums during the Nazi reign. Three plebiscites were held, with biased questions and blatant manipulation of results. A referendum does not mandate an organised political opposition. It simply requires a yes or no answer. One reason why both Napoleon and Hitler were enamoured with them." Mrs. Merkel and French President François Hollande are said to be concerned that Brexit will lead to contagion and populist far-right parties would win support for their plans for the disintegration of the EU off the back of it. So far, far-right National Front Party leader Marine Le Pen has called for France to host an EU referendum as she declared her support for Brexit. The leader of far-right Danish People's Party says Denmark should now follow Britain's lead and hold a referendum on its own membership. Eurosceptic feeling is also surging in the Netherlands, with two-thirds of voters rejecting a Ukraine-EU treaty on closer political and economic ties. Anti-EU politician Geert Wilders declared the result the beginning of the end for the Dutch government and the EU. And it can't come soon enough.